Blog Talk Radio.
It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Dr. Ludella Evans Reed, and Fellowship Musical History. Let's go. Woo!
such a blast. But you know, I was thinking the other day about this. We like to receive blessings, but we forget about who the blessings come from. We will receive gifts, get excited about the gifts, but forget to thank the giver. And you know, I'm blessed. You're blessed. We are blessed. But I like the way that David put it in the 103rd Psalm. The other day said, oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Then he repeats it. So oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all, I say all, wow, all that within me, bless the Lord. He said, for he forgives us of our iniquities. I'm blessed. He heals my body. I'm blessed. Can I get a witness? Shake somebody's hand and say, I don't know about you, but the Lord been good to me. Yeah. But I heard David say, he renewed my strength like an eagle. When he blesses you, you feel like praising him. Is there anybody here? If you talk about he put food on your table, put clothes on your back, I'm blessed.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come today just to say thank you. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you that it would reach the archives, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for those that have already tuned in this morning, dear Heavenly Father, for the broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise and we give you the honor and the glory this morning because we are blessed. Whether we realize it or not, we are blessed this morning. We woke up this morning because you woke us up. We are blessed. Someone didn't wake up this morning to say they are blessed. But God, I just want to say I'm blessed. And thank you, Lord, for getting me up, starting me on my way to see a brand new morning that I've never seen before. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is when you should give thanks to the Lord. We know Thanksgiving is tomorrow. We'll have a broadcast on tomorrow also. And the day, as they calling it, Thanksgiving Eve. But it is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, morning and evening. Everything God created is good. We may receive it gladly, with thanks for heart. When you're about to eat, give God thanks for what you're fixing to eat. If someone less fortunate you don't have anything, so say your grace before you eat. Thank him for the food he has given and provided to you. That is so important. And then always be thankful for what God has provided for you. Hold up. Because he is a good God. You know, for you, no matter what happens, always be thankful. But this is God's will
for you who belong to Christ. Jesus, we should want and maintain spirit of constant gratitude. No matter where you are, what you're doing, thank God. Just having that vehicle this morning, thank God. To have the activity of your limbs, thank God. Because he didn't have to do it, but he did. So we want to give God praise this morning for doing what he is doing for each and every one of us today. And as we go through with our broadcast today, I read some scriptures on thanksgiving and thanks. And today we're going to go to Psalm 26. And verse 7, it said, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous work. He wants you to tell others about what he has done. If you never open your mouth, how will they know how good God is to you? If you keep a tight lip, how are you going to be able to proclaim the gospel of God and what he can do in your life as well as someone else? And when I went over to Psalm 95:2, it said, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalm. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to make a joyful noise. Not just stomping, not just clapping, but open your mouth and blow the trumpet. Give him thanks because he is so good. He is so worthy. Think about just today, what he has done for you already. Not worrying about what you're going to fix for tomorrow, but just thinking about what you have today. Praising him for right now. You don't know about tomorrow, but right now that you're listening to this broadcast or may come on the archives later, you can praise him now. As they say, shout now. So you don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can shout now and give him the thanks. Give him the praise. You know, over in Isaiah 51:3, it says, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste place. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of Lord. Joy and goodness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. My. We're talking today about when you should give thanks to the Lord. No matter what situation you find yourself in right now, still give God thanks. Still give him praise. Because if you just think about, count on one finger, how many people wish they were here right now just to give God thanks? How many people you wish right you know right now, like the homeless, people don't have nowhere to go, out in the cold element? Just thank God you got a roof over your head right now. You have food on your table. It may not be something you feel you want, but just think about you have something you can eat. You have shoes or slippers you can put on your feet, even boots, if it's cold and snow somewhere. Just think about how good God is to you. And most of all, just thank him for you have the word of God where you can decree and declare a thing. Lord, I thank you for the word. I thank you for the Bible that you have given to me. To be able to read, to get some wisdom, understanding, knowledge. Just think about it. You have so much to be thankful for today. We don't have to wait till one special day on the calendar that come around where we and families get together. You should, when you wake up in the morning and find out you in the land of the living, you can move your arms. You can move your mouth. You can look in the mirror and see you have eyes to see yourself. Just think about that. Somebody don't have no eyes today. But don't you know they're still praising God? They're thanking God? They're still in the land of the living because God have given them that special insight where they can see. So you know you have a lot today to give God praise for. And you know, as we was going through the scriptures, I gave you just a few scriptures, a little tidbit this morning on thanking, you know, God. When I think about how Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he looked up toward heaven and asked God's blessing on the food. Just think about that. 5 loaves and 2 fish. And here you walking around with a loaf of bread under your arm and complaining.
Give God thanks. Get your, if you don't have nothing else, get you a glass of water, a cup of water, a bottle of water, and eat that bread or those muffins you have. And still give God thanks. See, if you give him thanks for the little thing, he's sure enough going to bless you with the bigger thing. You know that the word of God say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. That means you ought to be praising him right now. No matter where you at, whether you're laying in your bed, you're sitting in your easy chair, or you driving your car, you should be praising God like you done lost your mind. Somebody be passed and say, well, what's wrong with them? When you just think about somebody you just passed is on a walker, or somebody don't have no legs in a wheel, and how you walking, you can just thank God for that. How they have a cup out and God has blessed you where you can put a donation in their cup, but you can go home and sit down and cook, eat to a good home-cooked meal. They got to go to the store and get chips or honey bun or, you know, something trivial like that. But just think about how God has blessed you. You should never complain. Say, God, I thank you. It may not be everything we want at the time, but still give him thanks. If you thank him for what you got, he'll bless you to get some more or some of the things you want. But you need to thank him. When you should give thanks to the Lord, that's at all times, even when you say your grace. So many people in restaurants and places just sit out and just start eating. They don't say their grace. They don't thank God for the cook, for the food. Let it be nourishing to their bodies. Move all diseases, anything that might be associated with it. Give thanks to God. When you got up this morning, whether you was praising him, praying, or singing, you to give thanks. You know, as I look out the window in the morning and I see the birds just humming and singing, here they're giving God thanks. The animals giving God thanks. So why can't humans give God thanks? Open your mouth and sound the trumpet on God, I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank God right now having a blog talk show. I thank God for having a phone where I can convey the message clean through and go to 50 or 60,000 homes, those that want to tune in it. I thank him. Because when you think about how good God is, you can't help but just be so thankful. And you know, no matter what happens, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you, who belong to Christ Jesus. You know, we should maintain a spirit of constant gratitude. Don't worry about what happened last year. Think about what's happening right now. God, I thank you for right now. I thank you for being my wheel in the middle of a wheel. You know, a lack of thanksgiving puts up a barrier between us and God. Had you ever thought about that? When you don't give God thanks, you just take it for granted. No, stop taking things for granted now. No. Give God the praise. You know, even in the word of God in Exodus 1 and 8, I was reading, then a new king came to the throne of Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph or what he had done. Here they're talking about thankfulness. Apparently, the new king had never been told about Joseph and the way Joseph had saved Egypt from starvation. For us, fading memories, neatly forgetting what we owe to God and others. You know how conveniently it is when people forget about you brought God and you brought them over. They didn't have anything to eat in their apartment, but you bought them some food. And the least they could do is say thank you. You kept their gas on, their water on, their lights on so they could see, so they could cook. They should say thank you. It's nothing wrong with that word, thank you. We say it all day in the course of a day, no matter where we are located. When you should give thanks to the Lord. I'm just giving you some tidbits today. You know, in our word, in our broadcast, we use some proclaim, thankful, and gratitude. And I just finished talking about gratitude, being thankful, and proclaiming the gospel that we are thankful for what God is doing for us. We couldn't do nothing of ourselves. Not one blessed thing could we do. And we want to give God praise. You know, when you think about it, about Joseph there in Egypt, thankfulness fade with time. Apparently, the new king had never been told about Joseph and the way Joseph saved Egypt from starvation. For us, fading memories, neatly forgetting what we owe to God and others can become a convenient way to avoid repaying our debt. Don't you know we have a debt to pay? Don't shun from your responsibility. Share the good news with someone else. Let somebody else know what thus saith the Lord. You know, don't let time rob God of the thanksgiving due and deserving from him. You know, so many people want to put on programs and do big things when a person done passed. That person is gone. They don't know really how you feel about them. But you got a hoopla going on to say they was this and they was that. Well, give those people their flowers while they're living. That way they can be thankful too. That's some of the tidbits of when you should give thanks to the Lord. And, you know, when our pride, you know, I go back up to Hezekiah. Hezekiah did not respond apparently to the kindness shown him, and he became proud, so the Lord's anger came against him. That's right, if you want to be out there thinking you're more than what you are or more than other people, God have a way of breaking you down to a common denominator. When our pride becomes a barrel, keep us from thanksgiving and praise, and praise it acts also as a wall to keep us from God. You know, you have to praise God no matter what situation you're in, no matter what the circumstances is. You praise to God because he is truly worthy to be praised. You know, we go out and we want to do this big and do that big, but just start off with the small thing. God will increase it. If that's the mission he have you on, he will increase your ministry. He will increase the things that you need. He'll make sure you get the reading material and books or whatever you need to complete your course. But we want to just tell you today when you should give thanks to the Lord. Think about how often a day someone does something for you, however small. Do you ever say thank you? Or you just took for granted that they had to do it? Did you give them some adoration, praise? Did you let them know how you feel from the bottom of your heart? If you didn't, it's time to start doing it. Start giving God praise. Start giving your fellow man praise if they do a good job. Don't hold it back. Don't do it because somebody else was doing it, but do it because God told you to do it. And your barns will be filled on top of barns. God will open the doors, windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing where there would not be room enough to receive it. He's going to give you praise. He's going to give you honor because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah for this broadcast today. When you shall give thanks to the Lord. Well, we just thanking him today. We're going to continue on with our show. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endureth forever, because God is good, kind, and loving. You know, over in Luke, he fell face down on the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. A thankful heart plays a role in the maturity of our faith. Now, let me read that again. A thankful heart plays a role in the mourning of our faith. Your faith has to be matured. You have to stick with it. You just can't give up because it didn't work out today. Don't throw in the towel. Keep plugging at it. God surely will come through for you. I'm a living witness. He will, he will. When you should give thanks to the Lord. If you don't have but 10 cents in your pocket, still give God praise. Give him reverence. Give him thanks. You don't know who in the church might have heard that. And bless you. Be thankful to God. You know, when we how we thank God who gives us victory over sin and death through Jesus Christ our Lord, for victory that he gives us in Christ. And we want to thank God for his Son, a gift too wonderful for words of God, Psalm Jesus. You know, we hear some wonderful words where people have wrote psalms, did preaching, and they were soothing to our ears. But when you really listen to God, they will minister to your soul and your spirit. Oh, give it thanks to the Lord. Show me what I say. We thank God for our families and our jobs. But it's so much to thank God for you all. Just think about it. We have to give him the praise today. Give him the glory. Because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And over in Colossians 4:2, it says, devote yourself to prayer with alert minds and a thankful heart for answered prayer. You need prayers answered. You need to go to God. Proclaim it. Be thankful. Show him gratitude for it when he give it to you. You know, sing out your thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to God, our God, according of thanksgiving to the Lord. We are to go in, tap in to the source, and just give him praise like we done lost our mind. He know we have him. But you can get so caught up in giving God praise that you can praise him all by yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the word of God said, Psalms 111 and 12, 1 through 2 say, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all my heart as I meet with godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. And who delight in him shall ponder with becoming thanksgiving, keeping out our mind on Christ and the thought on others. You know, when you think about what all God have done for you, you can't but cry out to the Lord for blessing you, for saving you, for sanctifying you, filling you with his precious Holy Ghost. That's the word of God. And you know, how should we show God we are thankful? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. Like I was saying, sing praises to God. Let him know that you appreciate him. You know, give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him adoration. And let him know. Let other people know. It can be contagious. When you start laughing, you start shouting, you start praising God, you start singing, you start clapping your hands to let them know, if it had not been for God on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we want to give him the praise today. We want to set aside some time today just to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, how I adore you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. Because he is truly worthy to be praised. And I'm going to play one of these songs to let you know how blessed you are.
It's better to me than I am to myself. Lord, you are great, you need no help. So let me take this time to brag on you and give you the honors that you do.
Let me tell you.
Just that you are a one.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I am blessed and blessing. Don't you know God is blessing us each and every day of our life? Well, coming up to the close of our show for today, you know, the word of God says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his court with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. By praising and honoring him, we offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving through worship and giving. You know, let your lives overflow with thanksgiving today for all he has done, because thanksgiving keeps your mind on Christ and our thoughts on others. And if it's anyone would like to say anything that's on the air today, please free hit 1 on your keypad. I am so glad and elated that you came on the air today. And if you would like to say something, feel free. Hallelujah. We have someone. Let me bring it in. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Well, that's good. That's good. Hoping you're having a wonderful and a blessed day today.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. I'll be doing a broadcast tomorrow also. But I wanted to get started that little thank you today. Thank God every day. And what about you?
I do. I do.
Amen. Amen.
Fast up.
Amen. Well, we give God praise today for the broadcast. And we'll be on tomorrow with another broadcast for Thanksgiving Day. And so stay tuned in about 10 o'clock my time. And I don't know exactly what time it be your time, but it'll be for about 30 minutes. And we're going to just give God the praise tomorrow in Jesus' name. Give him the thanks, because truly, truly, he is worthy to be praised, to shout, clap your hands, sing, dance, whatever it is God have you to do to praise him. But first, most of all, open your mouth where that you can decree and declare that thanks coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this is going to wrap up our show for today. When you should give thanks to the Lord. And you'll probably read it in the archive, but it say it is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, in the evening. Just think about it, morning and evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, okay then, we'll be on tomorrow in Jesus' name. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for those that came on to listen, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that they are being lifted up right now, dear Heavenly Father, without them realizing it, dear Heavenly Father. You've taken them to another level, another season in their life, dear Heavenly Father. We want to give you praise. We want to give you the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Have a blessed and a wonderful day today. Thank everyone for coming on the air today. Hope to hear from you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.